Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, great minds think alike. Listening to that last news clip, Dan and I both saying, did you hear that? So Democrats at the state level and here in Philadelphia, what do they want to do to help SEPTA? Now, we're going to have on the top cop at SEPTA at 1:30 because of this fare invasion. And I got to say, when we've had him on before, I think he's really trying. It's the prosecutor, the special prosecutor. When is he going to prosecute somebody? But they just announced the Democrats are looking into taxing more, or do they tax now, more taxes on Uber and Lyft. Now, I remember the first time Uber came into town, and just think, this is one of those things, it's not that many years ago. Could it be 8 to 10? I'd have to Google it. The cops were in downtown Philadelphia with mounted cops, Dan, because Philadelphia said, we're not going to allow any Uber and Lyft in here. You got to be kidding. You want to be here in Philadelphia, you're going to do one of two things, SEPTA or a cab. Oh, the Philadelphia cab. Now, New York cabs, you know, it is ubiquitous. It's a little bit, they're better. Philadelphia was brutal. You had them putting out, I'm thinking about this because President Trump just signed an executive order saying that truck drivers, picture a guy going down the road with nitroglycerin or something. They have to be able to read English. Maybe not speak it, but they got to be able to read it on the roadways. What does that say? Slow down. Executive order that we need. So if you remember here, cabs in Philadelphia, how bad it was. I don't remember the last time being in a cab here in Philadelphia. Uber's a lot easier. I've never taken Lyft. I don't know if there's that much difference between the two, give or take. But so that SEPTA can get by, because people don't want to ride SEPTA, they're willing to pay the little extra. How much? I guess it depends. On Uber and Lyft, what do Democrats want to do? They want to tax them to pay for SEPTA, because SEPTA is having a huge amount of problems now as we come up toward the budget and everything else. It's just so blatant. It's an endless thing. This is a service that people like. It's become particularly Uber. I don't know how much they outshine Lyft by in Philadelphia, but they do. Well, we're going to tax you more for that because we want you to ride SEPTA, and we know that you don't want to ride SEPTA, at least in general. Remember all that stuff? Everybody's going to take SEPTA to the Sixers Palace over there in Chinatown. It's going to be wonderful. Then they gave us the stuff. Well, you know, if there's 10 million people on SEPTA together, no one's going to attack you. Remember all that? Then we heard, well, you know, the trains may not be running after 9 o'clock or sporadically. Well, I got my kids with me. Oh, well, you know, fend for yourself. All right. So let's tax Uber and Lyft to give more money to SEPTA. Who else are they going to tax? Who else are Democrats going to look around and tax now for this situation with SEPTA? But we will talk with the head of the SEPTA police. I have a whole list of stuff here going after fare evasion. They say that's a critical thing. Well, why is it not enforced? Again, it's Krasner. He's not going to enforce that. Is the special prosecutor going to do it? It's like shoplifting. It's the same kind of thing. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is push pound 1210. You just heard Scott Turner, the head of Housing and Urban Development, talk about the big event. It still came off pretty well with Big Dom, the whole Eagles ownership and administration there, and certain players with President Trump. Trump also said that he still wants to have the tush push. Here's one I wanted to put. This is cut 15. At a Philadelphia barbershop, this is a barbershop where Trump went during the campaign, I think toward the end of the campaign in, I don't remember if it's West or North Philly. Listen to the guys at the barbershop. News Nation went there to ask them the first 100 days in office. How are you feeling about President Trump? Here's what they said.
What do you think about Trump?
Donald Trump? I like Donald Trump. I think he's warming up. Yeah, give him a little time.
What do you make of the first 100 days?
First 100 days, what do I make of it? Some of the actions that he chose, I really don't understand. Taking the boys out of the girls' sports is kind of okay. Because I feel like it's a reason for women's sports and it's the reason for boys' sports to make it equal.
I like protecting the border. I like how his policies are directed towards America first. The tariffs are very terrifying, but I see the necessity. It could backfire. It could be very, very bad. But risk is called risk. He's a businessman. All business is risk.
So the price to replace Clippers has gone up easily about 35%, and the product hasn't increased volume.
So will you pass that price on to your customer?
I can't. No, I wouldn't.
All right, he said he wanted to get more customers. But notice a couple things there, and then News Nation's kind of down the middle. One, they asked the guy brought up, boys, men, in women's sports again. It's a winner. Democrats won't give it up. They also talked, the other guy talked about the borders. The only thing holding back here is getting some of these deals done and the tariffing situation and the uncertainty around that. That's the only blemish. That's the only thing here. And is that why Jalen Hurts didn't go there? He doesn't like the tariff policy? Did the other Eagles not go there? Brandon Graham? I don't like those tariffs. It's messing me up. I don't think so. By the way, Amazon was going to put out on their packaging some material or inside the package. I'm a little unclear on that. How much they were charging more because of the tariffs. The Trump people went after them, and now they've dropped that policy. Now they're saying, well, we didn't know if Bezos approved it or not. We're not going to do it.
It won't
now.
Be on the packaging, Dom. It'll actually be on when you're shopping products on Amazon, and you have the price there.
Okay.
It'll have like a little additional note where it says how much the tariffs will have an effect on the price.
Okay, I'm not against this. You know, whether Trump or otherwise. You know, when people put that up on pricing and all that, why would we be against that? Now, if they're lying and that's not what the tariffing is doing to them to put that price up, that's one thing. But if that's accurate, that because of the tariff situation, that's why the price is higher, what's wrong with that? Dan, you see anything wrong with it? I think it's kind of truth in advertising.
Yeah, I see a lot wrong with it.
What's wrong with it? Maria
Bartiromo made a great point earlier today where she said Biden had record inflation. You didn't see the inflated prices. Well, that was not. It's a purely political move by Amazon, and it's solely because they have a relationship with China, and they need to be against these tariffs because so much of Amazon's product is made in China-based that they have a stake here. They have a stake to end these tariffs, and that's why they're making this political move.
Okay, so they're not consistent. But the principle here with the Biden stuff, I was all on board putting it on there if you want. The cost of the egg, that's due to Biden. What's due to the inflation? I get your point that they're not consistent, but I don't see any problem if people do it consistently. Whatever it is that's major, that's driving up the price, I'd be fine with it. Border security is the biggest thing, and illegal immigration, I don't get this. Border security, people are separating illegal immigration and Trump's performance versus border security. They don't like deporting people as much, but they like border security. Oh, well, that's what comes with it. And inflation is the number one thing that gets slow grades. All right, 855-839-1210, AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push pound 1210. Let's take a couple. Today's side question. Joan of Arc, Attila the Hun, Andre the Giant. Hit us with somebody with a the in the middle, back, and front, or of. We don't hear as many ofs. I got to think of some recent ofs. Let's go to Boris in Bucks. Boris of Bucks. That works on Talk Radio 1210. All right, Boris, what do you have today? Hi.
Hello, hello. Well, my person does not have either an A or a V in their name, but I think he is the most famous conqueror of the ancient world, and his name is Alexander Macedonian. And I think I spoke to Dan. I wasn't sure if it was Dan or not, but he mentioned that you know, the area was named after him, but really it wasn't. I mean, he came from the area that was already called Macedonia.
Right.
But I think what's interesting is that his first name was imported in so many different cultures and societies, including Israel, which was at one point conquered by Alexander. And I think the story goes is that the Israelites were asked to build a statue in his honor. And they said, well, God doesn't allow us to build statues and worship people. So instead, we will name our firstborn males after his first name, Alexander.
But didn't you bury the lead, though? We're talking about Alexander the Great.
Alexander the Great, but he can be called Alexander Macedonian.
All right.
And I think he's more known as Alexander Macedonian.
No way. There's no
Boris,
way he's
thank you,
better
Boris.
Known than...
I want to help Boris out of here. He had one of the ones we should have taken off. Alexander the Great.
Alexander III of Macedon.
Alexander the Great. Put him down for Alexander the Great. We'll help him out with that. Alexander Macedonian.
You know, I feel like he knocked himself down a couple of pegs by suggesting that he's better known as Alexander of Macedonia.
We go out here in the streets and ask Alexander Macedon. Well, even Alexander the Great. Might have trouble. No, the Great. When you get the Great after your name, the Great One, Gretzky, that's a nickname, but Alexander the Great. Oh, it wasn't the other Alexander. No, no, no. 855.
Alexander the Lesser.
The Lesser, yes.
The Worse.
But Macedonian, I heard him say it several times. I'm like, please get to the Great. It's all you have to do. All right, 1:30. We'll talk with the head of SEPTA's police about what's going on there. And again, this is an issue I hope that Judge Dugan brings up with Larry Krasner. As far as I know, they might only have one more debate left. I might have to go and see that one because I think I'd like to have a front row and just be staring down Larry Krasner, cleaning off my glasses as he does when he's getting ready to lower the boom here. 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. President Trump has signed 142 executive orders in the first 100 days. Some of them are kind of smaller, like truck drivers have to be able to speak English to drive the truck. That just came down. And he's doing something with the auto tariffs where they're not going to be as draconian as we thought they were. A little bit of relief there. And the markets have been responding pretty well the last week or so. But 855-839-1210, you'll get on board.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
You really want to listen to this guy, Dom?
Oh, I thought you had Emery Muldoon there.
No. She sent me a text. She wanted to give an answer to our side question. Yeah, someone that uses of or the in their name, the boss, Bruce Springsteen. So,
well, I'm sure she'll be down there at Mulligan's, wowing the crowd again when they start throwing stuff by her gushing after a few beers over Bruce Springsteen. Oh, God. Can you imagine?
Overrated.
Overrated, yes. Brucey overrated. That's true. I see that Bernie Sanders, the oligarchy tour, is coming to Philadelphia on May Day. Now, here's why this is important. And maybe we'll get our buddy on, the guy that runs the Teamsters. Surely he can't be unfair. Henry's the guy that got him on first. I'd love to talk with him because on May Day, that's the commie day. So the Inquirer says a big union is bringing him down. We don't know if AOC will be with him or not. AOC. A of OC. It's not the SEIU. The SEIU I could forgive. It's the AFL-CIO in Philadelphia. Is the AFL-CIO a commie outfit now? A socialist outfit? Will these, if you're a member of that, have they changed? Now, they used to be a fairly mainstream union. The SEIU, I mean, they're way to the left. The teachers' unions, they're way to the left. The building trades, at least on paper, they're center, moderate, on paper. Although we played you that building trades guy. Remember this guy? This is cut two, Dan. Talking about Mr. Garcia. I wonder what's happened to Mr. Garcia. You don't hear Democrats talking about the Maryland man. Here's a head, national head. He's from Philadelphia, and Henry's been trying to get him on. Talking about Mr. Garcia.
We need to make our voices heard. We're not red. We're not blue. We're the building trades, the backbone of America. We built a $5 billion, you want to build a $5 billion data center? Want more six-figure careers with healthcare retirement and no college debt? You don't call Elon Musk, you call us.
Yeah.
North America's building trades unions. And yeah, that means all of us, including our brother, smart apprentice, Kilmar Arbrega Garcia, who we demand to be returned to us and his family now. Bring him home.
All right. Now, again, that's the building trades. So I'm looking for somebody who's a member of the AFL-CIO who knows this union. I mean, doesn't get any bolder than this. The tour is called Workers Over Billionaires. The event is scheduled for 4 p.m. outside City Hall. Bernie knows, here's what they posted on their Facebook page, the union chapter here, the AFL-CIO in Philadelphia. Bernie knows that when the working class, labor, immigrants, wait a minute, guys, step up. It's not immigrants. We know exactly what you mean. Guys, come on now, illegal immigrants. Community members stand together. We are a force that can defeat any bad boss. The union chapter, May Day, also known as International Workers' Day, falls on May 1st, is intended to celebrate workers' rights. No, it's intended to celebrate communism. I believe the Kremlin rolls all those giant missiles down the boulevard there on that day. And I believe, now, Dan, you honeymooned in the islands, right?
Aruba.
Aruba. Yeah. Ro and I went to San Francisco, and then we went to Kauai. I don't know why we didn't go to Maui or the other. It may have been a cost thing there.
Uh-huh.
You know what?
The lesser island.
Yeah, Bernie Sanders, he honeymooned in the Soviet Union. And it was the Soviet Union then, not even Russia. Can you imagine? And go ahead.
Did Did you see the video that's gone viral today of him at this Nurses United?
No.
So Bernie, it's similar to, this is a very Joe Biden-esque moment. Bernie's being let out, Dom. So it's visual. So youtube.com/@12NWPHE, but there is audio to it. Bernie's being let out to this Nurses, National Nurses United, Medicare for All thing today, and being let out by an aide. I think it's actually Jayapal who's leading him out. And Bernie goes up to the podium, Dom. And he's walking out now. He's walking out. And Jayapal's walking with him. And Bernie sets up to start his speech, Dom. And his back is turned to the camera. Here's Bernie. Take a listen.
Sisters and brothers, welcome to your nation's capital.
I think you're
going to
be on this side, Bernie.
I'm going to be on this side.
And Dom, oh my gosh, he was... His back was turned towards the camera, and
he
was on the wrong side of the podium, and Jayapal had to correct him.
Oh, God, again, even Biden.
Here's that moment again.
Yeah.
I think you're going to be on this side, Bernie.
I'm going to be on this side.
All right. Yeah, there we go. Oh, my goodness. Oh, God.
Well.
All right, so AFL-CIO, May Day, bringing Bernie here to town, and not the SEIU, you know? We'll see if they'll comment on this. Workers over billionaires. Bernie's the only one that can talk about this. By the way, Tim Walz, Tampon Tim, where did he honeymoon? Communist China. I mean, it tells you who in the world, what kind of wife? All right, the guy may say, hey, look, I got to go to commie China. They want me there. The wife, Maisie, going, oh, yeah, let's go to communist, let's go to Peking or Beijing, whatever it is. Or I tell Ro, beautiful this time of year along the... Volga in, I guess it is.
The what?
The Volga. V-O-L-G-A.
What?
I'm trying to think of the river. You know, I did say it, yes. It's a river. is that the river through... Well, we're going to Stalingrad, Ro goes. Yeah. They have a beach there in Stalingrad. You'll love it. Can you imagine the wife is even more demented? We're going to honeymoon in the Soviet Union. There you go. Vlad is speaking tonight. I love their national anthem, though. It is great. All right. We're going to talk with the good guy who's been with us before, Transit Chief, SEPTA Chief Lawson. Finally, they got the go-ahead to crack down on fare invaders. They're putting up fencing of one sort, but the others are going to go after them. What about the special prosecutor? What else is SEPTA doing? And then we'll see if we can somehow or another get in contact with the local AFL-CIO. They're going to ask Bernie how many houses he has. Oh, I think it's 4. Ask him what kind of tipper he is. We hear bad stuff there. 855-839-1210. Chief is next. Let's talk. Spring is here finally. Don't let stiff or achy joints hold you back. Rescue Natural Supplements is proud to bring you Rescue's Glyco Plus. This incredible supplement is specially formulated to support joint comfort and flexibility with a powerful blend of green-lipped muscle complex and UC2 collagen. This unique combination helps maintain healthy cartilage, promote smoother, more comfortable joint movement. Right now, Rescue Glyco Plus is buy one, get one free for anyone with our exclusive radio code. Just use the code RELIEF to double up your order for free. Again, it's RELIEF. Call them today at 800-26-ALIVE. 800-262-5483. Speak to a knowledgeable rescue product consultant. You can also use the code online when you visit res-q.com. Res-q.com. Get back into action with less pain and more comfort. Just use that code RELIEF. Buy one, get one free on Rescue Glyco Plus, res-q.com. All right, this is Dom. Welcome in, everyone. Dom Giordano. So the head of SEPTA, the director of the board, Ken Lawrence, came on. And in the middle of our conversation, because, you know, huge things are happening with SEPTA, he said, we're really going to crack down on fare evasion. And he really, I stopped and we talked for at length about how that's a driving force, what it encourages when people can just not pay. So you would think you should be able to do this. Well, you got to prosecute people, though. The numbers are enormous. Joining us to talk about this, and I got to say, don't hear as much about SEPTA at this point as far as crime, as difficult as it is. And we've had good conversations with the head of SEPTA, Chief Chuck Lawson back with us here on Talk Radio 1210. Chief, welcome back, and great job as far as I can tell. It seems like the numbers are down. We don't hear horrific things routinely right now.
Good to be with you, Dom. Thanks for having me. Yeah, things are progressing well. We're moving in the right direction. I think most of our customers would actually be surprised with some of the statistics. They don't quite often hear them, but of the four or five largest transit agencies in the country that we can compare ourselves with, we are infinitely lower in serious crime than all of them, and our enforcement rate is through the roof, and things are headed in the right direction.
Now, we'll get to that enforcement. You guys do your job, but then you need backing by the legal system. Let's start with fare evasion. When Ken Lawrence was here, Chuck, he in the middle, we're talking all these big things. The money's enormous, going to Harrisburg and all. He mentioned fare evasion, and I could tell in his voice how critical that is. Why is it, do you know, as law enforcement, if people evade fares, crime is going to go up?
Yeah, so clearly not all of our fare evaders are hardened criminals committing crimes on SEPTA, but of those folks that are committing hard crimes on SEPTA, all of them are starting by fare evading. And so that's a precursor crime. We've seen this. I've seen this for 30 or more years on the system. What we haven't seen is the problem that has emerged post-pandemic where Essentially, everyday relatively law-abiding citizens have, in droves, by the thousands, have adopted a mindset that somehow our fare is optional, that we are subsidized and that they don't have to pay this fare, and that's simply not true. And I think part of the problem is those folks who have full-time jobs, who otherwise obey laws, who would never think about going into a deli, ordering a sandwich, and leaving without paying. And the fact that they're doing it on SEPTA, they have to bear some responsibility in some of the issues that we're facing now with historic levels of fare increases and service reductions.
Wow. So let's talk about that. You know, it's not easy, is it? I mean, you're talking about a lot of people, as you said, not just kids, too, who might be more athletic or whatever. First of all, let's talk about what you're doing, and we'll talk about what they do. You're putting in various gates or making it, you know, like the supermarket where there's, you can tell they don't want you taking your shopping cart. It goes up 50 feet high. Well, you can't throw it over top of it. What are you doing in some of those spots?
Yeah, so we've invested money in a new fare gate that is on display now out at 69th Street. Anybody that uses SEPTA frequently will tell you how easy it is to kind of pull the bar halfway back and scoot through. And they're so good at doing it, people look like they're paying. And they can make it look like they're paying and still evade the fare. That's part of the infrastructure change we have to commit to, right?
Like, okay.
This is an issue that we are not going to solve through enforcement alone. It needs infrastructure change. It needs other strategies.
So, and that means you're putting up the ability that you won't be able to just slide that and do that.
So it's much harder to evade the fare. I mean, by these fare gates alone, we're seeing, with no other effort other than replacing the fare gate, we're seeing fare evasion decrease by at least 30%. And when we add police enforcement on top of it, we can bring it down much further.
Now, are you getting help? Are there any cases by people who are still evading, as you said, even after this? Is the special prosecutor involved? Is the DA involved? What's the mechanism to prosecute? Do you prosecute?
Yeah, so we prosecute through the use of city citations in the city,
okay.
State citations outside of the city. And I would describe our the support that we're receiving by both the DA's office in the city and the judges as very good. We're getting high conviction rates, but the problem has exacerbated so much. It's happening so frequently, and we are enforcing it at a rate that's so vast, so much higher than we ever have in our history, that we're pushing court dates out farther and farther and farther. And so if we issue a citation today, the court date to attend court for that infraction is about 6 months out.
Oh,
that's how
gosh.
Much enforcing
well, that's good,
that we are doing.
Chuck, give us a ballpark, if you have any figure like that, of how many then cases, say, a week or a month or a day, you know, on a bad day, how much enforcement, how many cases are we dealing with here?
So we're averaging several hundred citations a week.
Wow.
For fare evasion. We did about 6,000 last year. That was a record set
right.
for us. And through the first quarter of this year, in a year last year where we increased fare evasion enforcement 167%, we've topped that again this quarter by 171%. And so it's like I said, enforcement won't solve this problem, right? We have to get creative with some other strategies. Some of what we're doing today is focusing much more on deterrence, right? So we're going to go out to stations all over the system. We're going to supply police everywhere at the fare hedge, roll a line in the sand and say, nobody's fare evading today. Every customer that comes through this station is going to pay a fare. And that's what it's going to take to slowly change this behavior that's set in.
Last time we talked, and it's a very difficult situation, don't hear about it as much, which is good, is the homeless situation, living in the subways and the like. What's the situation there? What are you trying to do there?
It's bad. I mean, it's increasing in the city at large, the homeless population, and of course, we have to deal with the fallout from that. We've adopted, look, our model of policing here at SEPTA is a very high enforcement model. We don't put up with low-level infractions. If you're violating anything, that makes the system unsafe, and much of what we see from that population does, then at minimum, we'll remove you from the station. And we're doing that at a rate we've never seen. Last year, we did that more than 147,000 times. We've taken people, homeless individuals, and folks engaged in safety violations off our system.
Now, Chuck, this is out of left field, but it just occurs to me, but you're a busy guy when we get you on. I remember way back when that the requirements to be a SEPTA cop, because we were comparing it to other police departments, even some of them would be shocking, were much higher. You know, the mile you have to be run, you may have to chase somebody and all that.
Yeah.
Are those requirements, have you been able to keep them by and large, would you say?
So we've adopted the same model as the rest of the law enforcement agencies in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
So we're all adopting the same model. What we've done to improve our situation over here is we've increased the pay structure to
okay.
afford our cops a much higher pay rate at the beginning of their life cycle, their employment. And so we're highly competitive with other agencies, and that has produced a lot better recruitment for us.
Well, that's good to hear. Do you have enough SEPTA police at this point, or how low are you? How would you assess that?
So we've come a really long way. We were 70 officers under headcount when I took over a little over 2 years ago. I have that number down to literally nine. We're nine under budgeted headcount right now, nine sworn positions under budgeted headcount. And that's with an increase in our budget by 20 sworn officers last year. So we've done tremendous work in 2 years. And we're unlike of what we're seeing in a lot of our peers, we're consistently having decent-sized academy classes. We're holding on to those cops a little longer.
Now, what's the secret there? Because with the Philadelphia police, is it that the SEPTA cop, let's face it, societally, you know, we've had them on, we've had the mayor on and others, how difficult it was. You have forces saying, don't become a cop. I'm talking about a Philadelphia cop or something like that. Maybe a SEPTA cop, there's not as much attention on that? Or what do you do to take away some of that onus on being a cop?
Yeah, look, we're seeing that pendulum start to swing back. A lot of the folks that we're seeing come on want to make a difference. You know, it's a different mindset today. Like when I came on the job, cops were interested in making arrests and doing things like that. The young police officers that we're hiring today are interested in other things. They're interested in social justices, in creating a better environment for the community, and it's translating into a much better overall system for law enforcement around the country. It's changing the face of law enforcement, I think, for the better.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Chuck, for coming on. And again, great work. As far as we can tell, I appreciate it very much.
Anytime, Dom. Appreciate it.
Thank you. There's the new 2 years ago. I remember the old guy we had on. You know, it was a good interview, but he said, well, we have a lot of cameras, but nobody watching it.
That was the most ridiculous thing I've heard in a long time.
But at one point, Dan, we had the SEPTA police, which you had to run a mile or a mile and a half in. It was almost like the FBI level. And there was a federal lawsuit against them saying that's too hard. They had better police than the Philadelphia as far as physical fitness and all that. Yeah, they didn't. We have to chase people, you know.
That's true.
Potentially, yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of footwork, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All right, so it's 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, we're coming to you. Hit us with that name, like Joan of Arc, Attila the Hun. That's what we're looking for. We'll talk with the great Angelo Cataldi at 2 o'clock about the Eagles situation, what he sees playing out here. It's remarkable to me what went on yesterday. I have from the Heritage Foundation, they unfurl a big banner today, 100 wins in 100 days. Now, I guess they put it by timeline, but they say sign the Lake and Riley Act into law. And I think that's one of the first things that President Trump did. The biggest accomplishment is shutting down the border. That is the single biggest accomplishment, without a doubt. And then focusing in on criminal aliens that are here, which is a much more difficult task. All right, your calls are straight ahead on Talk Radio 1210. All right, it is Dom time. George L., who sends me great stuff, just sent me this. How come Bernie and the Marxists and the others don't follow Karl Marx, who said under no pretext should arms and ammunition be surrendered by the working class. Any attempt to disarm the workers must be frustrated by force if necessary. Karl Marx. Well, Bernie's one of the biggest gun grabbers out there. Maybe he's not a Marxist. Yeah, he is, but, you know, he's got to go after where modern day Marxism is. Take away the weapons is an easier way. Speaking of Democrats slash socialists, at least, we just had the head of SEPTA police on. Here's their plan to fund SEPTA. This is from KYW down the hall. They want to tax more rideshare, Uber, Lyft.
He would pay more to rent and lease cars and get an Uber or Lyft under a bill being put forward by two Democrats in the Pennsylvania State House. It's their idea to raise money for SEPTA and other mass transit systems in the state. The reps are from Western PA. They're proposing increasing the lease tax to 5% from 3%. The rental car fee would rise to $6.50 a day. It's $2 now. And rideshare trips would be hit with a 6% tax. SEPTA has said it would have to cut service in half and increase fares on what remains if it doesn't get an additional $170 million in this year's budget.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive.
So from $2 to $6.50, my God, on top of whatever else you pay to rent a car. My goodness.
So we're talking leases, rentals, and Ubers.
Yeah, of course.
Wow.
Yeah, let's just keep it. And they wonder why there's antagonism toward SEPTA by people.
By Western Pennsylvania.
Western Pennsylvania Democrat. I think maybe that means Pittsburgh is what I'm guessing.
Right, because they don't. Yeah. They're like, what does this have to do with us? You're
right.
We don't get the Southeastern Pennsylvania
usually.
Transportation Authority.
Usually, but they're Democrats, so they'll go along. They'll tax you, too, with this. You know, and I remember when we got the gas tax, and we still have the second highest in the country, I think, but Tom Corbett, Republican, and all these Republicans would call me, and we'd get into a match. It was unbelievable. They voted for it, and like $600 million of it was for SEPTA. It was supposed to be to fix the roads, but SEPTA is always included in that.
Did you see also House Republican leader Jesse Topper back last week? He proposed a new proposal for a privatization of SEPTA.
The buses and all, yeah.
Yeah, and he would want a private company to instead come in and rather being a public entity, take over.
Well, here's the thing, Dan, and you and Henry, listeners, let's take them behind the curtain. I mean, who is this prosecutor? And I used to have the guy on, the special prosecutor evading me. It's like I'm the prosecutor. I'm hunting the countryside for him. And again, he hasn't prosecuted anything. To our knowledge, he's been in, what, over a year? Remember, we had the head of SEPTA on, and he just dropped it in the middle of the interview. Yeah, Dom, I'm meeting with the special prosecutor tomorrow. Huh, what? He was put in there explicitly to stop people being abused by Krasner. Krasner won't prosecute. He can. Krasner pretends to prosecute. Undercharges, lets him go. He can. Name one thing that this guy's done. Why is he evading us? I mean, what the heck's going on here? We got boycotts. You're a suspect. You evade this show. You're a suspect. Marcus Hayes, the special prosecutor, Judge Dugan, AOC, Bernie Sanders. They're all in it together. Can you imagine Bernie Sanders? Are these union guys in the AFL-CIO, are they really socialists now? Well, no, Dom, we're not. Well, why are you electing people bringing Bernie Sanders in on May Day? Are we going to see down Market Street Russian missiles? Is Bernie going to talk about his honeymoon, the Soviet Union? Well, let's see. Now, Soviet Union is bad now because Trump and Putin, so he's got to say that on May Day. Are union types really believing that somehow or another he speaks for them? He's at least a socialist, probably a Marxist. He's got to say he's only a socialist. Are they going to cheer AOC? Big AFL-CIO types? Ah, that's our person. She's fighting for us. Really? Just think of the name Johnny Dock. You think he's going, yeah, I'm with AOC. Frank Kilar over there. Frank is his guy. Come on, Frank. You guys never would be with AOC and Bernie Sanders. I can't imagine that. Pat Gillespie, former head. You guys wouldn't be with Bernie. And we're bringing in Bernie Sanders. Oh, it's a hot item. We're going to go after the oligarchs here. I almost said the oligarchs or whatever he says. And Dan, we had that up on YouTube. He couldn't even face where the crowd was. Why is he facing the camera?
Come to your nation's capital.
I think you're going to be on this side, Bernie.
I'm going to be on this side. All right. Well.
Let's bring Tim Walz to town. That's who I want. Okay, coming up, Angelo Cataldi. We break down what happened with the Eagles yesterday. We'll swerve a little bit into can they repeat how well their draft was?
Big Dom, and he's sort of a legend.
All right. He was well-received, and you got to give the Eagles organization credit. They, for good reasons, were willing to go this time, even though they had people who they apparently knew were not going to go. They did the right thing here. And any number of them got to talk to Trump about any number of things. All right, so we'll talk to Angelo. We have Dom's Money Melody. We'll get some more on the board, like Joan of Arc, 855-839-1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210.